Hey everyone, welcome to today's podcast. What we're talking about today is how do you plan to lose weight? This is the big question. I want you to really step back and think about this. We're going to take a step back and look at what your actual plan is, and I think we're going to reveal that you don't really have a plan. You have a tactic or an idea what you should do, but you don't really have a comprehensive, holistic plan, and this is why you may realize you don't really believe you're going to lose the weight. I want you to really think about that for a second. Do you believe that you can lose the weight and keep it off for good? Like, honestly, do you truly believe that is a possible option for you? Now let's look at your plan. What do you plan to do? For most people, their plan is that they're going to do some kind of tactic, and they may combine tactics. It may be, I'm going to stop eating carbs and do keto. I'm going to stop eating for 16 hours at a time and just eat for 8 hours to shorten the window. I'm going to count my points, or I'm going to track calories and measure everything I'm doing and then cut it down. I'm going to cut my calories down to 1,200 calories. I'm going to fast and not eat at all for a day or two, a week. What is your plan? Now, what you'll probably reveal is that you have some tactical idea of what you're going to do or should do, which involves your eating, maybe adding some exercise to it. But my big question for you is, when you look back at the past of times when you tried to lose weight, you have followed similar tactics, most likely. What has stopped you from succeeding in the past? You start out strong, right? You cut all the carbs out for a couple days, a couple weeks. You track all the points for a couple days, a couple weeks, sometimes a couple months, right? You can do these things for a little while, but then it always stops and you go back to what you always do. Why is that? Why can't you stick to one of these plans that you start on? And if your plan to lose weight is to do the same thing that you've done in the past number of times that hasn't worked for you, why do you think this time here would be the solution? What will be different between the next time you follow the keto plan, Weight Watchers, whatever your tactic is, and the past? What shift are you going to make to it? What's going to be different that's going to allow you to get better results? I don't know what your answers are, but it's very important to be asking these questions, because I find most people, it's not the tactic is never going to be enough for you. You need to have a more comprehensive approach, because what I see typically that knocks people off their plan is that they don't have a mindset that is supporting them in being able to follow this plan long term. That they think about this as a way to lose weight, and as long as they're losing weight, maybe they can stick with it. But at some point, it becomes too hard, too boring. They feel too deprived. It doesn't work for their lifestyle, and they stop doing it. So how are you going to deal with that? Is your plan to lose weight built for the long term? Or is it built for short-term results? But you never are able to stick with it long term, because it's not built for long term, maybe. If you're doing keto, maybe at some point you want to eat carbs again. Maybe that's what stopped you in the past. Again, we need to look at the past and figure out what didn't work in order to fix it, so in the future we get better results. And this is something that a lot of dieters never do. They just keep trying the same plan, expecting this time's going to be different. Why? Why would it be different unless you make something different about it? So I don't have a lot of answers for you here. Well, not technically anyways, but a lot of the answers are really found in these questions that I'm asking you, and I hope you ask yourself, that what ultimately reveals itself is that you don't have a real comprehensive holistic strategy to live at your goal weight. You have an overwhelming extreme approach to lose weight quickly. And I don't know how both of those things can jive. I don't know how you can do extreme things that are overwhelming and uncomfortable that you don't enjoy. I don't know how you're going to get yourself to do that long term to get the results you want. That's a question you've got to answer. And if you can't come up with an answer of how you're going to follow the plans you followed in the past and all of a sudden get great results forever, then it may be time to start thinking of a new plan that actually does that for you. But I'm going to leave you with those questions. So take some time and really think about them, because there is no point in starting another plan if you can't answer these questions. If you don't have good, solid answers for these, or how you're going to keep it up long-term, get the results you truly want long-term, what is the point of wasting any of your time or energy even starting one of these plans? All right. So again, I wish you the best with this. And I know you can do this. You just need a better strategy, a better plan. So if anyone has any questions, feel free to ask them. Let's see here, I got a big old camera set up, so I'll move this around. We got in there. What's up, Joy? What's going? Whoop, whoop, whoop. So yeah, if anyone has any questions, feel free to ask them. Hey, what's up, Danielle? Yep, you caught me live. I'm a little early today, right? So that's probably why. Let's zoom this out a little. There we go. It still feels weird. But yeah, anyone's got any questions, feel free to ask them. Just, I got a whole camera set up. It's like I'm on a broadcast network. There's too many cameras, but we'll see. Trying something new here. Yeah, if anyone's got any questions, feel free to ask them. Let's see if I missed any first. Catalea, how you doing? Good morning to you. I don't know, your profile picture looks like you're somewhere warm and tropical. I hope that's the case. I wish I was somewhere warm and tropical. I'm somewhere cold, rainy, and gray. But I love it. I love Massachusetts. What's up, Pizzo? How's it going? You threw me off. I had to look at the clock three times. I know. I'm usually noon. I'm usually 12 o'clock. But I had one of my private clients schedule an emergency meeting. So you gotta handle that one. So, oh, but Danielle, while you're here, Danielle, oh, don't do this to me. If this, oh no, my mouse isn't working. What's going on in the world? Oh boy. I don't know much. Just want to see something real quick. Doesn't really matter, but okay. I did a video the other day when I was doing a live, and it took the audio from my computer and it sounded horrible. But Danielle, while I was thinking of you, I got you here. I don't know if you got my email before I sent you, but you got a month access to the coaching calls. I forgot about that because you signed up for the first week. So just check that email. If you don't get it, let me know. Erica says, I'm constantly having to catch my thoughts and reframe them, especially around how slow this weight loss is going. Yeah, that's the process. That's the process. It's catching the thoughts, right? So I always say awareness precedes change. If you want to lose weight, you don't know how to lose weight. If you've been trying to lose weight for 20 years and haven't been able to do it, please stop saying you know how to lose weight. You don't. You don't know how to lose weight. You have some vague idea what you should do. If you were a robot and you could type in no more carbs, and then you just no more carbs, I don't eat any more carbs ever again. Yeah, then you'd lose weight. But yeah, you're not a robot. You're a human. And so knowing what you should do and being able to do it are two totally different things. And the entire weight loss industry is built around telling you what you should do and never showing you how to get yourself to do it. You know, so getting yourself to do it, it takes a mindset shift. You got to think different if you want to be a different person. And thinking different, we go at it in the program a lot of different ways, but it basically kind of comes down to catching these thoughts. These thoughts fly at the speed of light in your head, and it's catching them, grabbing them, pulling them out. Say, wait a second, is that true? You know, or you know, like, oh god damn, this is so slow, oh, this could take forever. Whoa, hold on, take forever? We've been trying to lose weight fast for 20 years and haven't lost a pound. As a matter of fact, we put 20 pounds on during those 20 years. So what's forever mean? What's slow weight loss mean? Is slow weight loss losing a pound a week, 2 pounds a month forever? You never put back on? So that by the end, 2 pounds a month, so that by the end of the year, you're what, 24 pounds down, but it's off for good? Is that slow weight loss? Or is slow weight loss when you lose 20 pounds in a month because you just fasted the whole month and then you put all the weight back on the next month? Is that fast weight loss or no weight loss? So again, we've got to catch these thoughts though. And we got to say, hey, you thought, you bullshitter. I don't believe you. You little bullshit thought. You're not, get out of here. But we can't just say get out of here. We got to replace it with a better thought. So yeah, Erica, that is the process, right? That's what it is. But that's a process that leads you to a place where there's a solid foundation under you so that you can live at your goal weight for the rest of your life and not just get there for one day and then start putting the weight back on. So yeah, that's how it is. Danielle says, where do I even begin? Yeah, right. That's the question. It's funny. I was just talking to one of my clients, you know, she's down 70 pounds and she ran into someone, an old friend, and they go, holy shit, look at you. You're looking great. And yes, the dreaded question that is asked to people in my program, what did you do? What are you doing? And then they try and explain it. So that's something I always struggle with, to be honest, is explaining what the hell I'm doing, you know. But where do you begin? Where you begin, just in a very practical level, is focusing on your worst eating habit. I'm just going to answer the question simple, right? Start focusing on your worst eating habit and start improving it, you know, so that you start to understand it, you start to create strategies, test things out, see what works. And it's a different mindset, though. So instead of like a dieter try to change everything all at once, but weight mastery, it's all about fixing things for good. So you look at your worst eating habit and you work on really resolving it long term. And you do that by, of course, changing how you think, your mindset, and creating strategies that really work for you to help you to deal with this. So that's where I would begin. Now, again, you're probably hearing this, ah, that's too slow. Thanks, but no thanks. So my next step would say, where do I begin? Is I'd say, go to my bio, click the link, get the hypnosis session I give you. It's called the New Thin Me. It's a kickstart session. And watch the video I made for you. It's called 3 Steps to Master Your Weight. So I would watch that. And that video will give you a much deeper understanding of kind of what I'm talking about. So that's what I would say. Paul says, I always felt that I was the problem with the diets. Yeah, I know, right? That's the way it goes. And yeah, Paula's in the program and she's a great example that it wasn't her. Because Paula is like she's like a savant. She's like a weight loss mindset savant that once you give her the right strategies and approaches, she just soaks them up like a sponge. I told Paula, I said, cut the shit. I said, you're changing too fast. Like, let me earn my money here. Let me come on. Let's have some troubles and struggles that we have to work through. But she's just doing phenomenal. She's wiping out after dinner eating, you know, eating in new places. So she's more mindful. Now she's added salads to her meal. You know, it's just crazy. So yeah, but again, it's, I always say this, that, you know, the worst part of the dieting thing is that you do blame yourself. You know, you always think, oh my God, well, look, that person, look at their before and after picture. It must work. Look at them. And then we say, what's wrong with me that I can't do that? You know, but when you take a step back, the diets are overwhelming. They suck. And they're bad for a million reasons. And when I say bad, I mean ineffective. You know, they just don't work well long term. So Dervet says, is there a big difference between doing low intensity exercise fasted and working out after meals? I don't know. That's not my specialty. I'm a mindset guy. So to be honest, I don't even tell a lot of my clients, I tell them, don't even worry about exercising. You know, I don't think that's the most impactful thing right when you start. So I couldn't really answer that. I don't know enough about exercising. Oh, Puerto Rico. Okay, so I knew it. I knew it looked beachy. You look like you're a beach. You got beach sunglasses. Yeah, Puerto Rico. I'm sure I was in Puerto Rico right now. That's true. What about gaining weight? What about it? What about gaining weight? What's considered healthy to lose in 1 month? Oh, that's an interesting question. What's considered healthy to lose in 1 month? See, I think that's the wrong question, though, you know, because if you're focused on fast weight loss anyways, and I know most dieters are, I get it, but it's a trap, because how can you lose weight the fastest? We go to the fastest way to lose weight, which I'd have to imagine is probably just water fasting. I would assume that water, I guess, just straight fasting, not even drinking water. I don't know. Let's just go with water fasting, though, is probably one of the fastest ways to lose weight. But if we take a step back, it's the most extreme way. It's the most unsustainable. You can't water fast forever. So that tends to happen when your goal is fast weight loss. You tend to choose unsustainable extreme methods to make it happen that you can't keep up. And so you will do them, you'll lose weight, and then you'll put the weight back on. And most people, you lose weight, then you put it back on. You lose weight, you put it back on. So I'm not very interested in fast weight loss. And so what's considered healthy to lose in a month? I don't, but again, not my specialty. I don't give a shit how fast people can lose weight. I care about how long people can keep it off for. So I'm way more interested in that question. So I'd answer it if I knew the answer, but I don't. Joy says, my problem is my schedule too. I eat late, go to bed late, and wake up late, not hungry until 1, 2 p.m. sometimes later. Yeah, Joy, that's a common one for sure. And that's a trap you're in. You know, I used to do the same thing. Well, I was hungry when I woke up too. But yeah, I would stay up late, eat late, and then I was hungry, woke up hungry too, but whatever. But Yeah, that's a tough situation. Eating right up until you go to bed is, it's a bad habit because there's multiple negative effects from it. So it's not just the extra calories. You probably overeat at night more than you would during the day, just typically. But then what's happening when you're eating right up till sleeping is you're not sleeping as well as you can, because you know, sleeping, digestion uses tons of energy. So it's like sleeping's supposed to be this restful recovery time. And so if your body is working to digest all this food, you're not able to sleep as deeply. On top of that, what triggers sleep is your body lowers a degree or two temperature wise, and digestion raises your temperature a little bit. So it is very often eating right up until bedtime is going to have a negative impact on your sleep. And then the negative impact on sleep makes you wake up tired, and now you'll be hungry or less ability to eat the right food. So that is a habit. That was the first habit I had to change, was my nighttime snacking right up until bed. That was the first habit I focused on. And that's what I would say I would focus for you. But yeah, you're not hungry until 1, 2 p.m. So what do you do with that? You know, you start eating. You look at when you go to bed and when you stop eating, and you look to make that window bigger. And if you stop eating an hour, 2 hours before you go to bed, you'll probably start to get hungrier earlier in the morning. I like eating breakfast. It's not necessary. There's no right or wrong. You can lose weight a million different ways. So it's like you can eat breakfast and lose weight. You could skip breakfast and lose weight. It depends just what's best for you. For me, I wake up hungry, you know? And so I wake up hungry if I don't eat at night, and I wake up hungry if I do eat at night. That's just how I am. And so for me, I like breakfast, but I'm a big fan of breakfast, or at least the first meal of the day, typically, because for most people, breakfast is the easiest meal to optimize. It's the one you give the least shit about. You don't really care so much about variety as much during breakfast. You don't really care about what you're eating as much during breakfast, typical breakfast, as you do like dinner. And so I like that meal to optimize. And what I find a lot of times with the fasters is by the time they get to their first meal, they're so hungry that it's hard to do that, you know. But anyway, so I would suggest you start creating a wider, more of a window between when you go to bed and when you stop eating. And I think that'll start to change some things. So play around with that. I'm asking about water. I drink a lot of plain tap water, good or bad. I think I'm a huge fan of water, and I think it's a really important habit. Tap water, it depends where you're at, you know. So I've lived in places that had great water. Where I live now is amazing water. I feel that's why I'm so grateful for that. Wonderful, wonderful water. I've lived in places where the water wasn't good, and then I strongly suggest a filter. You don't put that shit in your body all the time. There's Brita filters that attach to taps. There's pitchers, you know, whatever. But there's relatively inexpensive filters if your water tastes like bleach or whatever else. But yeah, water is great. Drinking water is wonderful, and it's going to help you in so many ways. So that's my number two most important habit for weight loss, I would say, is hydration. And plain tap water really just depends where you're at, you know. I'm down 50 pounds but can't seem to continue losing weight, just maintaining. What should I do? Down 50 pounds. Congratulations. That's quite an accomplishment. My big question to you is, how long have you been maintaining? That's the big question. I don't know how long you've been maintaining. But what should I do? Again, it just depends how long you've been maintaining. If you've been maintaining for a week, that's not long enough. If you've been maintaining for 2 months and not losing any weight, we want to find a strategic way to cut more calories out. So, Danielle, that's so helpful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you. You're welcome. I'm glad that helped. Sue, I know exercise works for me. Just need motivation to be consistent. Yeah. I find to me personally, now this is a personal thing, but I've seen this is pretty common too. I find the motivation to get yourself to exercise, it takes a lot more motivation to get yourself to exercise than it does to get yourself to eat, master your eating. So me personally, I've lost 50 pounds. I've kept off for 30 years. I had one blip 12 years ago. So 30 years, I have not dieted once, and I've not exercised consistently at all during that time. I've had little things I've done, month-long challenges, stuff like that. So I knew that right from the beginning. I didn't like exercising. I'm working on getting back into it more for other reasons. But in terms of weight mastery, I'm a big fan of mastering my weight by mastering my eating, because for me, that's a long-term strategy and it's easier. So I know, you know, if you're relying on exercise to master your weight, at some point you're going to get hurt. Probably you're going to get older. It's hard to keep up that intensity. So I'm a bigger fan of focusing on the eating piece of it. Now, that being said, if you need motivation to be more consistent with exercising, it's always two sides to that equation. It's not just the motivation to exercise. It's also the strategy. And what a lot of people do is they set they have like a plan A. That's it. I'll go to the gym 3 times a week for an hour, 4 or 5 times a week for an hour. And so they have this one plan they want to do. And yeah, if your plan is I want to exercise Monday through Friday for an hour every day, that would take a tremendous amount of motivation. And so what I like to do is have some like a plan A, B, and C. And so if everything's going good, things are great, I'll go to the gym and work out for an hour. If I'm not feeling good and I'm just kind of tired and all the rest of it, I'll just go for a half hour. And then if I'm just really not feeling it at all and I don't want to drive to the gym, I got like a home workout I can do. It's 10 minutes. So I like to have some variability in my approach to because it's realistic. You're never, again, this is the diet mindset, that workout mindset, that you're just magically going to wake up one day and exercise perfectly from this point forward. There's no amount of motivation that'll make you do that. We need some variability in our strategy more often than not. So again, we want to look at strategy and motivation. And I think that's, you're gonna get better results that way. Eric says, averaging 1.5 pounds a week loss and still battling the old diet mentality about speed, but changing the brain. Yeah, that's great, Erica. And that's what's going to get you the results now. Shit, anyone can lose 2-3 pounds a week even, you know, like you can do extreme things to lose that. But what's different for you, Erica, this time is that you're really aware of the mindset piece. And one of your biggest, the thing that sabotaged you in the, I already know this, the thing that sabotaged you in the past so much is that you are expecting this 2-3 pounds a week, and you can do it for a couple weeks usually, and then when you don't, it sabotages you. It just knocks you off course. So now you're facing the biggest roadblock you've had to getting past that part. So I'm proud of you for focusing on that. And yeah, we're never going to lose weight as fast as we want to. It's just the way it goes, you know? Nifty says, yes, the all or nothing is a recipe for failure. I love the workout tip. Thanks. You're welcome. Yeah, that tip is fantastic in my opinion. Because in Program Yourself, then we always talk about consistency over intensity. And typically with the diet mindset, with the workout mindset, just do it, no pain, no gain. That shit is all about intensity. It's all about just doing things as intensely as possible because you want the fastest results possible. But then what ends up happening is you get the fastest results possible for a week or two. And then you can't get any more results. So those aren't the best results. So consistency is really, that's the foundation you want to build your success on. That's way more realistic. And, you know, it goes back to the quote that most people overestimate how much weight they can lose in a month and underestimate how much weight they can lose in a year. And if you start focusing yourself on how much results you can achieve by next year at this time, I think you set yourself up for way better results than trying to do it as quickly as possible, you know? Holy Molly says, where do I start? I'm lost. Again, someone just asked that. That's funny. I would suggest the best answer I can give you is to go to my bio, click the link, get the hypnosis session, listen to it. It's called The New Thin Me. It's a kickstart session. And, then watch the video I made for you. So you sign up for it. It takes a couple minutes to send it to you, but I bring you to a video, watch that video, and that'll give you a much deeper explanation of where to start. Then what I can tell you, although I'll tell you what I just told someone else a minute ago, is that you could focus on your worst eating habit. That's what I have my clients always work on. That's what I started with. Instead of trying to change everything all at once, pick your worst eating habit. Because if you get rid of your worst eating habit, most people are 2-3 habits away from living at their goal weight. You don't think of it that way, and that's part of the problem. But let's just say you snack at night or you eat at night. If you got rid of that habit, I did. I spent months working on my evening eating habit and I got rid of it. That alone probably dropped 30 pounds of my weight off. And now I haven't eaten for 30 years because I did it in a strategic way that works for me. So it's just, I mean, we're talking 180 degrees different than the diet or mindset. So yeah, if you want to work with your worst eating habit, I know you don't want to because it's not fast enough for you. So that's why you need the mindset piece. So again, you want me to tell you some tactic you could do to start losing weight, but it's really, unfortunately, it's like signing up for a college class and learning something. That I think is what you really need to do. And you don't have to sign up for a college class, but you get to sign up for the hypnosis session. Watch the video I made. It's basically a compressed college class. You know, it's 25 minutes, but I make it as easy and quick as possible for you because you got to change your mindset. I don't give a shit. There's no tactic I can give you. Same broken brain mindset doing it is going to get the same crappy results, ultimately. So you need a mindset change. Talia says, water, tea, or coffee, no sugar added. Yeah, I think all those are good. I drink coffee. I don't put sugar or cream in it. So I think black coffee, I'm sure it's not the healthiest thing in the world, but it's not the worst thing either. So I like water. I drink water and coffee, black coffee. On the weekends, I drink some wine and occasionally some beer. Arizona Wildflower, how's it going? How to think myself out of Hashimoto's and weight gain? I hope that's a sincere question. You know, I don't want to be that guy. I get a lot of dipshits on these live streams, and I get a lot of sarcasm. So obviously, you can't think yourself out of Hashimoto's. You know what I mean? When you have real physical stuff, you can't think yourself out of menopause, insulin resistance. These are physical things that, you know, there's no thinking yourself out of them. However, the mindset piece of if you have Hashimoto's, PCOS, insulin, hormonal issues, all these other things, the mindset piece is that, well, no matter what I do, I can't lose weight. Oh boy, as soon as you think that, you know what ends up happening? You start eating more without realizing it. And then you say, I don't know what's going on, you know? So I would say the biggest challenge when you have a physical issue is really what it does to your mindset. It's funny, I don't know if she's here, but I got someone in the program who just started, and her big thing was like, well, my weight was fine, and then menopause came, and I put a bunch of weight on. And she goes, I don't know if anything was going to work. I said, of course, listen, if you cut the calories down consistently over time, you're going to lose weight, even if you have Hashimoto's, and certainly if you have menopause. My whole career, I've been doing this professionally for 20 years, my whole career has been primarily women in some phase of menopause. So all that becomes a limiting belief. I'm not saying that it's not harder too, by the way. I want to be crystal clear about that. I think all those physical challenges can slow the weight loss down, can make it seem more difficult. No doubt about that. But I think ultimately, no matter what, your mindset is the number one thing impacting your weight. And even with Hashimoto's, again, you have challenges, but it really, again, it comes down to how much calories you're consuming. Now, I will say this, though, that in Programming Yourself Thin, we follow the Weight Mastery Pyramid, mindset, lifestyle, eating. And I would say when you have a physical challenge, I think the lifestyle piece becomes even more important. And I think it's always important, but it becomes extra important for you, because in the ways that these physical challenges are negatively impacting your physicality, your body, your biochemistry, your hormones, whatever, the lifestyle piece of it, which is 8 habits we talk about in order of importance: proper sleep, hydration, relaxation, breathing, nourishment, movement, meditation, gratitude. When you start weaving these into your life, you positively impact your body. I'm not saying it's not even, it'll make Hashimoto's go away. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying those 8 habits, when you start weaving them into your life, have a lot of positive effects on you physically, hormonally, the way all the things that are usually affected negatively with these physical things, there's a opposite effect positively. And I think you need to do that to kind of balance out some of the things. But again, ultimately it comes down to the eating and how you're eating. Summer says, how can I lose weight while still going to school and having to eat one meal a day? Why do you have to eat one meal a day? Because you believe in that? You know, I find the one meal a day thing, I'm not saying it can't work for some people. Clearly it could. But I find more often than not, people one meal a day-ing it, it's very, very stressful. What's going on? It's very, very stressful for a lot of people. And so I think that it's important to recognize that for you. How do you feel about the one meal a day if that's it? But you can be, listen, folks, we all have challenges. Everyone's got challenges in their weight loss journey. And so if yours is going to school, you absolutely can lose weight still. It may take a little more planning. It may take a little bit longer because, you know, you got a lot of stress going on the rest of it. But it just takes more structuring and more planning, you know. And I hate saying that. I hate giving tactical answers because I like to couch every answer I give. I don't mind giving a tactic out, but I like to then bring it back and say it takes a mindset shift. Again, if you're in your head and you say, there's no way I'm going to be able to lose weight because I'm in school and there's no way I can do my one meal a day, right? So it's like, if you believe that, nothing I say is going to make any difference. So again, it always comes back to the mindset. So I said, Weight Mastery Pyramids, mindset is the most important thing. Your mindset's more important than your genetics, your Hashimoto's, your insulin resistance, your menopause, all of those things, okay? Ultimately, it comes down to your mindset's the most important thing. Then the lifestyle and then the eating matters as well, obviously. But Summer, begin asking that question, how can I ask that question genuinely? How can I lose weight while I'm still living this life of going to school and whatever? And the one meal a day may not work for that reality. That happens so often where someone's doing intermittent fasting and all of a sudden they switch jobs. and now it doesn't work as well. We need to be flexible, and dieters are notoriously not flexible. You need to have a ability to kind of be flexible with what you're doing, because life's always changing. Situations are always changing. So we need to have the ability to be able to adapt to them, right? Your mantra that you weigh what you want to weigh and imagine waking up at that weight helps so much. Oh, thank you. I'm glad you said that. You're 5'6", 9". Because I don't say that to be a jerk. I say that because I truly believe you weigh what you want, you know? And I mean, imagine waking yourself up at that weight. It really is a great technique. That's part of one of the things I teach, the program yourself then technique, the redo rehearsal technique. But the rehearsal piece is basically that, where you imagine yourself at your goal weight going through tomorrow. And that's a very powerful technique for motivation. So I love that one. Do you have a degree in psychology? I do not. I got a degree in finance and investments. but I have, I am a certified, but I don't know. Is it the same? I get into funny things here, because I'm certified as a master hypnotist and neuro-linguistic programming trainer and yoga instructor and certified strategic coach. So I did certifications and stuff, but not the psychology degree. And I don't know if I would do that. Not sure what value that would be. But yeah, I'm obsessed with psychology, and I've been studying this stuff for 30 years. I've been doing this professionally for 20 years. But yeah. Lindsay says, I usually eat crap for lunch because I don't have enough time. Because of this podcast, I made a tray of roasted veggies last night. I ate the roasted veggies for lunch because they were already made. There you go, Lindsay. You see what I'm saying? Like again, there's always, that's why I always say it's mindset and strategy. Those are the two pieces of the puzzle. And you need both of them. And as a dieter, you have neither. As a dieter, you got a tactic, right? You know, one tactic. But Lindsay, I'm so proud of you. That's so brilliant, you know, because we tell ourselves, oh my God, I don't have time to make bullshit. And Lindsay followed that up by saying, I weigh what I want to weigh and I take action to affirm that. There you go. Right? That's why I don't think I finished the story, but the person that came into the program who has been thinking she couldn't lose weight because of menopause, I said, come on, give me a break. You know, that's just not true. And it was kind of a tough love moment, but she goes, thank you. Thank you for saying that. Because there's nothing worse in the world than thinking that, well, I got Hashimoto's, so no matter what I do, I can't lose weight. I got another client with PCOS who's losing weight. So I've helped everyone lose weight. If you cut down the calories over time, you're going to lose weight. It may be slower than other people. I'm not disagreeing with that, but you'll still lose weight. And so, God, there's no more powerless belief that you can have than the idea that no matter what you do, you can't lose the weight. You know, so that's why I say you weigh what you want. I know it's triggering. I get that. But it's true, A, and it's going to lead you to a more empowered place. All right. So that's why I say that. You've completely changed my entire mindset on weight loss, and I'm so grateful for you. Well, thank you. I really appreciate you saying that. That's earn a screenshot for that one. That's awesome. What's up, Shireen? How you doing? Yeah, caught me early. I know. I got an early call because I got an emergency session with one of my clients. Arizona Wildflower. I know you. I know you. I've seen you before. So I assumed it's always like people that I have never seen before, I think are more sarcastic. So I kind of assumed you were being genuine. Yeah, if you have ideas for Hashimoto's. Yeah, the Hashimoto's, for real. It more comes down to, at the end of the day, it's always the fundamentals. You know, it's always, because what I'm talking about is there's weight loss and there's weight mastery. And I want to be very clear that what I'm talking about is weight mastery. And the big difference between weight loss and weight mastery is the focus of what the goal is. For weight loss, your goal is just to get to your goal weight. For weight mastery, the goal is to live at your goal weight for the rest of your life on near autopilot. And so I'm always focused on really mastery. And mastery in any area of life really comes down to mastering the fundamentals. And so the fundamentals of weight mastery are your eating, how you eat day in and day out, the lifestyle that you live. Because again, most people just try and change the eating, but you have no foundation under you. So how do you actually eat the way that's going to allow you to live at your goal weight? You need to have a solid foundation. And that solid foundation is to have the right lifestyle under you and the right mindset underneath all of that. And I think that's why you do it. So even if you have Hashimoto's, it comes down to the same fundamentals. Obviously, getting your eating dialed in. But you're only going to be able to do that with the right lifestyle under it as well. And then the mindset piece, you know, under that. So whether you have Hashimoto's or not, you know, the solutions are the same. You know, again, your experience may be different, you know, because things may go a little slower for you than they were for someone else. But again, it's the same process, you know, that we're working. Dervet says, how do I slow down weight loss without going back to bad habits? Losing up to 3 pounds a week because of new habits, but almost at my goal weight. Yeah, I mean, how do I slow down weight loss without going back to bad habits? Yeah, I mean, because what I'm hearing with my ears is that if you're losing 3 pounds a week, you're doing something probably pretty intense, is what I'm guessing. And what people do typically, especially the dieter thing, is that they will trade the pleasure of the food for the pleasure and excitement of the scale going down. So 3 pounds a week is very exciting. What a ride. What a ride that is, right? 3 pounds a week is exciting. But my question to you is, what have you done to achieve that 3 pounds a week? You know, that's what I'm curious about. And what we want to do is want to make sure that what you did to achieve that 3 pounds a week is something that you're going to be able to sustain long term. You know, that's my big focus. So I can't really answer that question unless I know what you've done to lose the weight. You know, if that makes sense. thank you. I see Danielle wrote that. If anyone's on the fence about getting Jim's program, please put yourself first and you have no regret. The program has changed my life forever. Yeah, Danielle's awesome. She's had quite the transformation and she's one of my favorite ones. So again, folks, I know I like to say this because I want to put your all mind at ease. It's one thing if you're you've got a lot of weight you want to lose. But I always say, you know, a third of my clients that invest to work with me are people that are within 5-10 pounds of their goal weight. So it's very interesting that way, you know, that they're some of the most tortured people because they're struggling with the weight almost just as much as people that are 100 pounds overweight. But physically it doesn't look that way, but in their heads they are. And they can't talk to anyone about it. So anyways, Danielle's one of those people. And so it was nice helping her get this all under control. But yeah, don't minimize your struggle, folks. If you're 10, 15 pounds away from your goal weight, because no one wants to hear your shit, right? They say, you can't complain about your weight to other people. Because, oh, I'd love to have your problem, you know, and so you can't even say anything about it. But I know what it's like in your head. And usually, I will tell you, this person that falls in that category is like a hyper, like a type A perfectionist, overthinker, and you're obsessively thinking about your weight constantly. And you're tortured by the idea of why can't I get these 10 pounds off? And it's a very unique kind of psychographic person in that spot. But yeah, I help those people as well. Because at the end of the day, it's not about losing weight. It's about living at your goal weight. It's a completely different approach. I mean, it's a completely different goal is what I'm talking about. Which is what I think you need. Because I think at this point, you're so jaded and apathetic about weight loss that you can't even get yourself motivated. You know, you're all thinking about weight loss nonstop, 24 hours a day and not losing weight. So we've got to change things up. And one of the key ways to change things up is to start aiming at a different goal. And the goal shift I'd suggest you make is to stop aiming at weight loss, just losing the weight, and start focusing on getting to your goal weight and living there for the rest of your life on your autopilot. And what that means, though, is, you know, being able to do that's an outcome. So I'm at my goal weight and I've been there for 30 years and I expect to be here for another 100. And the way that I'm making it happen is I've mastered my mindset, lifestyle, and eating strategies so that they run on near autopilot. Do you understand? Like, I don't think about diets. I don't worry about food. You know, like there was a transformation that happened inside of me with how I think about things that led to a transformation of how I live. That led to a transformation of how I eat. And now it all flows together. It flows together in a way that I'm able to live at my goal weight on near autopilot. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, someone said this too, and I want to point this out. You're already good at living at your goal weight. I mean, you're not going to like this. I'm not saying you want to be overweight. Maybe you do. You might want to be overweight, you know, that's a whole thing too. But what I absolutely do know is that you definitely don't want to lose the weight that much. I don't give a shit if you think about it all the time. That doesn't mean you want to lose the weight. We can think about things all day long. It doesn't mean we want to lose the weight. And I think this is the first thing you got to overcome. If you're serious, you're a powerful, powerful human being. If you really, really congruently wanted to lose the weight, you absolutely could. All right. I want you to know that. And I say that with love in my heart for you, that you 100% can lose the weight. And the biggest reason initially that you haven't lost the weight is that you're not even motivated. You're not even motivated to lose the weight. And until you fix that, it's always going to be a struggle, you know? So, I got to get out of here though. I got to emergency coaching call. I'm like, that's what I do with my private clients. You know, I just gotta show up when I'm needed. Daniel says, yep, thought of diets 100% of my day. It was paralyzing. Yeah, that's what I mean, right? It's paralyzing, folks. The diets, oh God. Oh, I'm such a procrastinator, but I got a book I'm working on. I got the short one coming out first, and then I got the big one, my magnum opus, which I can't wait. But I'm gonna take down diets so you can understand why they suck so much. Not just why they suck, it's literally, diets are hypnosis for being overweight. How about that for you? Is that a good video concept? Maybe. I'll write it down. I like to write down my ideas and then I look back and I'm like, that was stupid. yeah. But yeah, it's important that you get your mindset right, folks. All right. And the best way to get your mindset right, the easiest way, is to go to my bio, click the link, get the hypnosis session, and watch the video I made you. Okay. It could be the beginning of a whole new reality for you. But before I do, okay, the red answered 6 months. Okay, 6 months. Good job. Started 295, now 215, goal 180. Fasting 7 days until 2 p.m., 10K plus steps, plus 20 minutes elliptical, 5 days, no sugar, 16-ounce proteins, 12-ounce green, one avocado split between two meals daily. Okay, Dervet, good job. Yeah, the challenge for you is going to be maintaining it, okay? So, yeah, it's you're focused, you're motivated. I wish you the best, okay? Please go watch my video and start. You got to start thinking about maintenance right now, okay? I'm here to be supportive, okay? You need to start thinking about maintenance right away. And you got to start thinking about that, all right? But all right, I got to get out of here. Diets are exactly why I'm so overweight. Yeah, exactly. The diets are not meant to help you lose weight, folks. They're meant to keep you at being an overweight person. So yeah, all right, go to my bio, click the link, get the hypnosis session, watch the video I made for you, read the emails I send you, listen to the podcast, right? All of those things are free. I'm here to help you. Podcast is Program Yourself, then it's on all the podcast platforms, and yeah, you can check it out. What about intermittent fasting? Intermittent fasting, it's good and bad. You know, it depends on how you feel about it. If you love it, great. If you hate it, there's a million ways to lose weight. You certainly do not need to intermittent fast to lose weight, right? So I'll just leave it there. All right, everyone, have a super day, and we'll talk soon. Bye.